and may the Force be with you. Nikita here again with another Force Facts from the Lexicon of Amazing Force Facts. So, today's fact is about the Phantom Menace. And I think it's really funny. Did you guys know that the Phantom Menace costed the U.S. economy almost $300 million because of productivity loss? When the Phantom Menace was released, it dropped on a Wednesday and 5.7 million people attended the premiere. And around 2 million of those people were full-time employees who were supposed to be at work, but they called in sick so they could see the movie. So literally, because it was like the first Star Wars movie since Return of the Jedi, people were like, ah, yeah, fuck work. We're going to go see Star Wars, bitches. And it cost the U.S. economy $300 million.
Hey, man, look, sometimes you just got to take a break. You got to call in sick and you got to fucking vegetate and do your cool shit, right?
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of base behavior, in my opinion. I would do it if I was old enough to even have a job at that point.
You know, it's funny because the Phantom Menace, like the re-release in theaters, is coming soon, coming out on the 3rd of... No, wait, it's coming out on the... Yeah, it's the 3rd of May, right?
I thought it was the 14th. That was the 14th.
I didn't actually see when it came out.
It was the 14th of May.
I think it's funny that like they just didn't learn from their mistakes. They just like released it on another weekday. Even if it's the 14th or the 3rd, that's both of those are still weekdays. So they just didn't learn from their mistakes, I guess. But I guess the hype is also not there like it was. Well, maybe it is. Maybe.
I mean, how many people are really hyped to go see Jar Jar in theaters?
But I'm definitely excited. I'm going to go.
I do want to hear the Duel of the Fates in theater. That would be awesome.
Yeah, The Phantom Menace was the one Star Wars movie from the prequels that I didn't see in the theaters because I was like 3 turning 4, so I'm excited about this.
Maybe I'll bring my blaster.
Oh, I wasn't even alive when Phantom Menace came out.
I'm definitely cosplaying. I'm going to show up with some sabers. Oh, I have Qui-Gons. I'm showing up with, I have Obi-Wans too, but I'm showing up with Qui-Gons.
I was about to say, I mean, Obi-Wan's episode 1 hill kind of dog.
It is kind of dog, I agree. But episode 3 hill, ooh, that's that good shit. Love the next. All right, everyone. Well, that has been this week's Force Facts. Be sure to tune in next Tuesday and every Tuesday for future Force Facts released by The Force Unscripted. Be sure to follow us at Force Unscripted on Twitter, formerly known as X, and The Force Unscripted on wherever you get your podcast fix from. And don't forget that we still record our main episodes on the new Twitch channel that we have, The Force Unscripted, on Sundays. So be sure to tune into that. But until next time, peace out, Girl Scouts. May the Force be with you, and we will catch you on the next one.